Now, a new report has revealed violence in our schools out of control. The Australian Principal Occupational Health, Safety and Wellbeing Survey shows violence and threats against principals on the rise. More than one in three principals were assaulted at school last year, and almost half were threatened with violence. Now, the report's also revealed principals are increasingly at risk of burnout due to high levels of stress at work and a lack of support. Phil Seymour is the president of the New South Wales Primary Principals Association. He joins me now. Thanks for your time, Phil.
Oh, hi, Warren. How are you?
I mean, these are alarming figures, aren't they? To think that if you were to say to anybody in any workforce, you're going to go to work this year and there's a one in three chance you're going to be assaulted, we'd be appalled at that, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. It is quite shocking when you look at those figures. We realise we're a frontline service and primary school particularly, people just walk in off the street. That's just the way we are. The office staff and the principals just meet whoever comes in.
So sort of at the coalface of all society's problems.
It can be. It certainly can, because we are so accessible.
So, I mean, what do you think the reason for this is? Surely that's not always been the case, one in three principals. Is there a lack of respect for authority that's the problem?
Well, I think society has changed to that. And that respect has gone out the window in some instances. The same as for police and ambulance officers, society's changed. We have particularly, helicopter parents, you'd call them, that sort of really hover above their kids and the kids can't do any wrong. And then when they come in quite upset, but then when you give them the full story, when you know what the full story is, often placates them, and that's all right. But it can be very tough in some of the instances that Phil Riley's report has talked about, really terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to know about it, to be honest. Your ability also, I guess, to control the situation's been taken away a bit over the years, I imagine, as well.
Well, yes, in some ways. I mean, we can, in New South Wales, give a enclosed lands warning. We can warn people off the site. We can, and the police deliver that to them, and it's enforceable. So we can say, you're no longer allowed on the site for 6 months. Whatever, that's something that happened.
Yeah.
That's one ability. But look, on the other side, besides the violence, there's the workload issue and that burnout that you were talking about earlier. But that also is huge and highlighted in the report. You know, something like what they're saying, 27% of principals working up to 65 hours a week. Just to keep ahead of us. And I think there's a lot of guilt for principals too. The admin tasks that are happening, in being imposed on schools, is taking away from our frontline job, that teaching and learning that we want to do. And we need the support to say, take some of these roles off us so we can do those things we want to do.
And what's really interesting when you're talking about who is assaulting, because in high schools it's the kids, but in primary schools, from what this report says, parents are the main perpetrators in assaulting principals.
Yes, true. I think, if anyone who's sort of out there knows high schools, the parents tend to keep away from them.
Yep.
But in primary schools, particularly in the younger years, the parents are up there every day. You know, K-1 and 2 parents are there all the time. So it's just a different way that society treats schools, I think.
What do you think about the government's response to this? Because when you hear a report that's found that 1 in 10 principals have thought about self-harm in the last week, it's obviously a pretty dire situation.
Oh, it is. And we're in the midst of discussions with our department on how are you supporting us? What can you do? I mean, we have our inline supervisors. We have our directors of schools that part of their role is to support principals. Our association has, in our area councils, we have contacts who are there for principal support.
Yep.
Our association has a support officer who was our previous president, who's there to be shoulder to shoulder when someone's in strife.
Mm-hmm.
But then being proactive too, we're also looking at working with Dr. Adam Fraser and Deakin University, looking at, it's called the Flourish Project, trying to look at what are some of the things that we can do as principals, some of our practices that can make our job better, make it easier, get things right. So, and our department has these principal school leaders who are out there working with schools to give them support as well. So that we're trying to do some things to support people, but it's certainly a difficult job.
Well, it is a difficult job. 1 in 3. I find that an amazing figure, an alarming figure. In fact, good on you, Phil. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you, Warren.
Phil Seymour, the president of the New South Wales Primary Principals Association. Who'd want to know about that job? 1 in 3 chance of being assaulted. And by the way, the parents. When you're talking about primary schools, it's the parents giving the problem, not the kids. What sort of example does that set?